Hi everyone, John here, and welcome to another live product creation workshop module. First of all, it appears I messed the times up. I set the time for 10 p.m. Eastern instead of 10 p.m. UK time. So I only noticed about 10 minutes ago, so I had the predicament, do I do a webinar at 3 o'clock in the morning, or do I go ahead with what has been the usual time? So I quickly changed it. As a result, we are probably going to either get some people missing tonight's webinar or coming in late. So the attendee list is quite low at this very moment, but hopefully it will pick up, and I do apologise. The regular time is 10 p.m. UK, 5 p.m. Eastern, and for some reason I just had a brain lapse and made it 10 p.m. Eastern. So sorry about that, guys. Also, please let me know you can hear me. That's the first thing I should have said. Please let me know you can hear me and see my screen. Just type anything at all in the question box. Yeah, sounds okay. Brilliant. David can hear me, John and Robert. Fantastic. Okay then, guys. Tonight, you're going to see me. It's going to be interesting tonight. We're going to start doing some live stuff. And you're going to see me create... you're going to see me repurpose some content. So you're going to see me do that live, and hopefully that will go well. We will see. And I want to quickly, before we start, I want to recap about what we talked about last week. This will take a couple of minutes, just to go over it, just so we know where we're at, okay? Now, I was talking about repurposing content last week, and you're going to see me do actually most of this tonight. And I talked about, you can get any audio or video content transcribed. Now, this is not just PLR material, this is actually, any material you do in general. I always find that, most content I create, especially when it's training, someone will ask for a transcription. So I just got into the habit of having just about everything I do transcribed. If you do take some PLR material and you're not doing much editing, it is possible to get something transcribed to sort of give it more value as well. A prime example is an interview. If you ever have access to an interview, because obviously an interview is hard to repurpose. It can be done, but if you have access to an interview, what you want to use is possibly a bonus. It's always good to get something like that transcribed because it just adds value. So anyway, you're going to see when my product is finished, you will see examples of that. But you're going to see something along those lines tonight. You may remember I mentioned creating presentations from audio and video. Again, that's something you can do. You can possibly take a video you have, or even it could be an audio you've listened to or something along those lines, and you can create a presentation from it. For example, someone might be teaching you, let's just use how to build a WordPress blog as an example, on video. Well, you could possibly create a list of bullet points, key points from that training, and then create a presentation. The same goes for any audio you might have as well. You can also create presentations from PDF content. That should actually just say the written word, or because it could be something such as an article. It could be something you've got access to. It could be anything. It doesn't have to be PDF. So maybe I should have reworded that. But again, it's possible to sometimes take written material and create a presentation from it. And that's what I'm going to show you tonight. I'm going to show you how I've took a PLR article and created a module out of that article. That's what you're going to see me do live tonight. You can also create video training from PDF or written content as well. Again, that's something you're going to see me do tonight. And you're also going to see me you can also create PDF content from audio and video. So that's sort of reversing the rules. So if you might have an interview or a video, again, you can take that and make it into a written word. Again, actually, I've already said you can create transcripts. That's the same sort of thing. So if you take an audio... an interview as such and create a transcript, you've obviously got a PDF. Okay? So we are going to get into the practical training. Now, before we do that, I actually should have done this first. Let me just get this up. I was all of a kerfuffle tonight with me messing the times up. A couple of things I do want to go over as well. Hold on, just 1 second, guys. A couple of things I do want to go over. The training is probably... let me just bring the page up. The training is probably going to be longer than I thought. And what might happen soon, because I want to try and get this done in about 6 to 8 weeks, we may have to start doing a couple of modules a week. Okay. Doesn't matter if you can't attend, obviously, because everything will be recorded, but that's probably going to happen next week, because what I'm doing today is I'm showing you an example of creating a product, but obviously we still have to put that product onto our membership site and things like that. So it's certainly possible modules will go on longer than we thought. I mean, module 3 is actually in 2 parts. This is the second part this week. At the end of the day, this is all value for you guys, because it means you get more training. You know, I'm trying to be as detailed as I possibly can, and if that means adding modules, then so be it. The plan was 8 modules. I'm guessing we're going to go beyond 10 modules. So I might change the wording slightly or have a couple of modules in 2 parts, things like that. But I want to get all of this out of the way before Christmas. I don't want to be hitting the Christmas holidays and there's still stuff to cover. So what will probably happen is we'll either have very, very long modules, maybe 2-3 hours sometimes, or we'll split them into 2, okay? I might even put that to the Facebook group and see what people would prefer. But that's going to happen. And just as a little reminder as well, guys, some people seem to be having issues with the registration links. Now, obviously, if you're watching this live, you haven't had issues, but you could be watching the recording. What I'm going to start doing is I'm going to put the link here to the next live training session. So that will always be, obviously not at this moment in time, but after this session it will change, and the link to the next session will go there. So if you just log in, click that link, that will give you access to the latest training session. And just so you know, all the live training is that tab there. So hover over and click, and that takes you to where you can access recordings and register for the next module. Okay? I just want to clear that up. Excuse me. Okay, let me close that, and I'll leave that page there. That's something we're going to come to later. Okay. So here's where the fun begins. I just want to bring up my folder, which is this week's training. And the first thing I'm going to do is get a link for you guys. Here's a Dropbox link coming to your... Hold on, give me 1 second. So if you look in your questions or your comments box, I'm going to give you one link for the Paylor article. And I'm going to give you another link to the slides. Okay, so can you please just confirm, guys, you've got 2 links that you can access. Okay, Pauline is saying she's finding the presentation quiet. Is it just Pauline or is it me? Not normal standard, okay. Let me just quickly check my settings. I'm on the same computer in the same room, so let me see. That is almost maxed out. Maybe I'll just have to speak up. Right, okay, there's a few people saying it. Robert's saying fine, Jonathan's saying I'm distorted. Okay, Mark is just saying the links are not hyperlinks, are they supposed to be? Just copy the links, Mark, and just... Okay, some people are saying it's okay, some people aren't, so I'm really not sure what the issue is, guys. It could be something to do with GoToWebinar. I'm actually recording audio from 3 locations tonight, because I've had a couple of audio issues with the recordings. So hopefully we won't have that issue. But I'm sorry, guys, as you can see, I've got my levels up. I'll just try and speak up a bit, okay? Excuse me. Okay, so if you open those 2 links, if you download those files, what you will find is we've got now remember, this is an example, okay? We've got a PLR article. Now, this could be a chapter from a book, it could be anything really that you've got PLR rights to, but basically we're using the subject of blog hopping to create a module or a chapter. It's up to you what you want to call this, but I'm just showing you examples of how you can take some PLR content and create and repurpose it, okay? So as you can see, I'm talking about blog hopping. Now remember, you should have done your research, and obviously whatever you're going to talk about or write about or discuss or record presentations in, you obviously need to sort of know a little bit about what you want to do. So that's where the research comes in. Now, As you can see, this is talking about blog hopping, which in a nutshell is just going to people's blogs, leaving comments, and getting links back to your sites, your blogs, your products, your services, whatever it may be. Okay? So you've got that article if you want to keep referring to that as we go through the trainings. But what I've done, I've took those articles, that article, and created some slides. Okay? Now, I'll open the PDF first. So these slides are basically bullet points taken from the article that I've created. So we've got five bullet points here, as you can see. We've got another five bullet points about finding blogs. And we've got another five bullet points just adding tips. Okay, so there's three slides with five bullets on each one. Now, usually, you've probably seen me do this, you know, with the presentations. I let it go for five bullet points on each slide. Because I find you can usually make each one last about roughly 3 to 5 minutes. Obviously, depending on what you're talking about and things like that. So this really should be about maybe 5, 6, 7 minutes worth of content, possibly more. But I'm going to show you, when I show you the example, it'll probably be shorter. So anyway, we've got these slides. Now what we need to do, let's just bring this up. I've obviously turned this into a presentation. Now this is Keynote, which is basically the Mac version of PowerPoint. So if you're on Windows, you will probably be using PowerPoint. If you're on Mac, this is Keynote. There's obviously free versions as well. I'm sure OpenOffice, which is free, has a presentation format. And basically, it's just four slides, one with a title, and the three slides you've just seen. And to record, all we do is hit record slideshow, and that will start recording, okay? So what you're going to see me do now is record this as if I was recording content. Okay, now if you refer to that PLR article you've got, you'll be able to see that I'm really talking about what's being written. Okay, obviously, as well, when you're talking about stuff and when you're recording yourself live, you're going to naturally just talk about whatever the topic is, so it's automatically going to be different. I might drift off at certain points, I might come back. It's just what I do when I'm doing presentations. Now, obviously, I'm doing this live tonight, so the pressure is sort of on. So hopefully it'll go well. We will see. But there's a couple of points I want to make. If I ever make a mistake when I'm recording live, I either start again, if it's early in the presentation, or I will clap my hands like that, and that will put a spike in the recording software I use, so I can then see wherever there's a spike, obviously something has gone wrong and I need to edit something. You can also, obviously, if you're doing something really long, maybe, not that I ever do, but if you're doing something maybe an hour long, you could maybe write down the times if you ever, you know, need to change anything. Just remember, when you're editing, you can always take out the coughs, like that, and the splutters, if anything goes wrong, or you see something wrong, or you load a page up and it doesn't load, you can always take those out, okay? So when something goes wrong, obviously when you're recording yourself, there's no need to panic. Now, I'm doing this live tonight, so if something does go wrong, you're going to see it go wrong. And another thing I want to point out, I always have the presentation on another machine, so I can see what's coming next. Now, I basically have this page open on my machine. It's actually on an iPad. Okay, this page is open so I can see the five bullet points in advance. When I get to the fifth bullet point on my iPad, I'll open up the next slide. So then you can see what's coming. This always helps, obviously, with presentations. Now, I don't consider myself an expert at presenting. There's people who can do this much, much better than I can. So obviously, if this is something you want to look at, research further, I'd say just go to Google or YouTube and do some searches there. So now we're going to do this as if this was for real, okay? Okay, a couple of people are saying that GoToWebinar saying that is sound issues. So, yeah, it's their end. It's nothing to do with me. That's what John and David seem to be saying. So hopefully on the recording we'll be okay, because obviously I've got a couple of audios recorded as well. All I can suggest, guys, is just bear with me through this live one. We can still do the chat. And obviously in the recording, hopefully everything will be okay. So anyway, so what you're going to see me do now, you're going to see me go from this natural sort of conversation mode, I'm going to go into my presenter mode. Because even though I'm presenting, this is a bit weird. It's like an actor pretending they can't act, I suppose, or something like that. So what I'm going to do now, I'm going to hit record, and I'm going to record this module as if I'm recording content. So you will hopefully get a feel of how you do this, okay? So I'm going to hit record and then off I go. In this module, now hold on, I'm going to stop there because my recording is not, can you see in the top left corner? We have no audio. Let me see why that's happening. It looks like we're not recording audio for Keynote, and I've got my settings up, so I'm just going to persevere, I'm just going to do it and record. But let me just quickly check. Everything is set up, so. Right, so ignore that top corner. It should be moving up and down as I talk, but I'm just going to persevere and do it. Okay, so let's clear that recording. And incidentally, with Keynote, you can just clear the recording like so. You can clear each slide and things like that, but that's something, you know, you will learn as you use it, okay, if you use Keynote. This is much the same, just so I can point this out, with PowerPoint. It's just a case of finding where the record icon is. I think actually PowerPoint's got a record button. Hit that, and then just record it. So anyway, I'll start again. In this module, I want to talk about blog hopping. Now, blog hopping is a very, very effective way of driving traffic and is often overlooked. I mean, yes, there are a lot of people who do this and do very well from this, but there are not a lot of people who, you know, I think people don't realize how much potential there is in blog hopping. Now, the process simply involves commenting on other people's blogs. So when you go to someone's blog and you leave a comment, it really is as simple as that. Then you simply hop from blog to blog and leave comments. Now, this is something, you know, you would plan. If you plan your working day, it will be something you plan to do. You know, for example, from 9 to 9.30, I'll be blog hopping, whatever it may be. But, you know, it's not just something you do willy-nilly here and there, okay? Now, you gain traffic by linking back to your blog or your product or service. Okay, so how it works is you go to someone's blog, leave a comment, and automatically you're linking back to your blog, because when you leave your name and your email address, that will automatically connect with WordPress, as long as you set things up right, and link back to your blog. But sometimes as well, you can also link back to another service via the comment itself. Okay, I'll talk a little bit about more that. I'll talk a little. Now, that's where I would normally clap my hands, okay? I'll repeat that. I'll talk a little bit more about that in a moment. Now, if done right, this is a very, very powerful traffic technique indeed. So, obviously, we need to find blogs, so where do we look? Well, the first thing I would suggest is you simply look for blogs in your chosen niche by just searching for your niche phrase plus the word blog. So let's just use dog training for an example. If you were looking for dog training blogs, you would search for dog training blog in Google, and that's obviously going to bring up a ton of results for you. You can also look for forums and check people's signatures. Again, we'll just use dog training as an example. So if you were, you know, visiting dog training forums, you know, you're doing some research, you're probably going to find a few people who will have blogs related to dog training, you know, maybe certain types of breeds and things like that. An example as well in the internet marketing niche is the Warrior Forum. If you were looking for people's blogs, you know, if you go to the Warrior Forum and look at signatures, you will find a lot of people's blogs. Look at profiles as well. That's another way to find blogs. You should also check comments already left on your blog. Obviously, people who are leaving comments, most of them are bound to be in the same niche as you. So, you know, you can look at the comments left and automatically they'll be linking back to their blogs via their name. Go and check that out, and maybe that's places you can leave comments too. You should also look for experts in your niche and see if they have a blog. I'm sure you will know some experts in whatever niche you choose, be it dog training, internet marketing, you know, weight loss, whatever. Go and search for their names and just put the word blog afterwards, and you will probably find most people who are high profile online will have a blog. Those are the sort of blogs you really want to be leaving comments as well. If, you know, if the high profile, high traffic, some of the big blogs get thousands and thousands and thousands of hits. And you can also look in blog directories. Just Google the word blog directory and you will see tons and tons of directories where you can just search for keywords and find lots and lots of blogs there as well. Okay, so I coughed there, guys, so that'll be another clap book here. Now, here's some blog hopping tips. The first thing you should do is subscribe to RSS feeds so you know when new posts are made. Basically, when you visit someone's blog, look for the RSS icon. I should really have an image here. It's just an orange icon that can it indicates that you can subscribe via RSS. And usually if you add /RSS at the end of a blog, you can do that. Now, how this works is when you subscribe, you will be notified when a new post is made. Okay, and you want to try and get in early, because if you get in early and you get in early with your comments, you probably find you're going to get the most traffic, because some of the, you know, the high traffic blogs will get a lot of traffic in the early, you know, in the early hours, but these blogs are going to continue to get traffic for years to come. So if you get your comment in early, you're obviously going to be at the top of the pile, okay? That's going to get you more traffic. Now, it's very, very important that you make your comments informative. You want to avoid just saying "nice post," "I agree," "this is a great post," that sort of thing. I actually think those sort of posts look spammy almost, and you know, you can, if you have any spam filtering software installed on your blog, you will see the ones that get marked as spam are usually just quick one or two line comments that say "great blog," "great post," that sort of thing. You don't want to be doing that. You want to be putting time and effort into this. You don't want to be just going to 10 blogs and saying "nice post, nice comment" and spending 5 minutes on this. You should be going to 10 blogs and spending, you know, 3 to 5 minutes or more on each blog, quickly reading the post and commenting where appropriate. Okay? And if you can make your comments informative and actually give some more information away, obviously if someone reads the post and likes it and then reads your comment and finds it even more informative, and then you have something similar on your blog, or you're offering a product or service or a link to a squeeze page that's related, obviously that's going to get you results. Now, don't be afraid to disagree, okay? And actually, if you find that, you know your stuff, disagreeing can sometimes get you tons and tons and tons of traffic. I just want you to imagine this scenario. You've probably seen this happen on Facebook. Well, I know I have numerous times, and maybe it's my friends, but, you know, I see two people disagreeing on a subject, whether it be internet marketing, politics, whatever, religion, which is usually a big one. You know, if you get a couple of people disagreeing, have you ever done this where you click the like button just to keep an eye on it? I know I do. Well, it's the same with blogging. So if you can sort of not have an argument, but get into a healthy discussion with someone, let's call it a healthy discussion, that's going to get you traffic, because obviously there's going to be people on both sides. It happens all the time. There'll be some people who disagree with what you're saying, some people who agree. But the people who agree and disagree might want to know more about you. Why have you got this opinion? And obviously, if you know your stuff, that's going to help you get traffic. I mean, I do often, you know, disagree with someone. If someone who tells something and says, you know, you can't, this is how you do this, I might say, well, actually, no, that's not how you do it. You should be doing it this way, whatever it may be. And that's like a big moment usually, and hopefully if the, you know, the person who runs the blog allows a comment, hopefully they will, and that's why you should always be polite and never get personal. Then obviously you can start really getting the banter going. And any good blog writer worth their salt will know, any good blog author will know, that a little bit of controversy always helps get more visitors. You should also subscribe to replies and follow up if needed. When you leave your comment, you can tick a box that enables you to keep updated. It's just a standard WordPress feature. So what happens is if someone replies, you'll get an email saying someone's replied. And if someone replies to your comment, I think that's a feature as well, you can be notified. So obviously you can keep up to date. And if it's a big, you know, controversial post, you can keep going back and adding more comments if needed. A little bit like how Facebook works. If you reply to someone and then someone else replies, Facebook notifies you. It's the same sort of thing. Now, blog hopping should be part of your daily routine, okay? If you can do this every day, now obviously you're not going to see results within hours. You may get some traffic, but this is something you're building upon. You're building a network of links, and you're building a reputation online. People will find you. People will find your products. your services and your blog just by you blog hopping. So try and make this part of it, if not a daily, at least a weekly routine. But if you can spend 10, 15, 20 minutes per day, you know, just looking at all of the new blog posts, because if you subscribe to enough blogs and get the RSS feeds coming in, you'll probably find, you know, maybe make it part of your daily routine where you check for new posts, reply where needed. Some days will probably be busier than others, but if you get into the habit of doing this, I guarantee you will get a lot more traffic. Okay, guys, how did I do? So that's that recorded, okay? Now, with Keynote, all I have to do, I'm not going to do this now, File, Export, QuickTime. It will be much the same with PowerPoint. That's it. And that will create a video of this presentation. Okay? I'm actually just going to see if this has sound. Let me see. Now, for some reason, we didn't get sound recorded there. And I don't even know why. Okay? So what I'll probably do is make another recording after the webinar, just so you guys can see it, okay? I have no idea why that's happened. I maybe have to restart my machine or it's updated. I don't know. It might be my mic settings. I'm not going to sit and mess about with that, okay? That's something that would, you know, you can put right, okay? We'll still have the sound, hopefully, off my audio recording anyway. So, let me just quickly see. JC's just saying, sorry you're late. JC, I'm sorry I messed the times up tonight, so maybe that's the reason. Okay. Carolyn's asking, what is a program called Follow That Blog? She thinks you can list all blogs there and open from one screen and go and read and comment. Ah, that's something I've never heard of, Carolyn. So, you know, that if you can recommend that in the Facebook group, that would be great. Right, so Ken's just saying good delivery. Right, okay. So you're saying how I did that, okay? Remember, this is not a topic I'm an expert on. It's something I know a little bit about because I got a blog, and that's it. But we're not finished yet, okay? So we've done that. Now, although we've got no sound, you get the idea. So let's just close that. Hopefully I'll be able to link the sound from my audio to that keynote. Right then. So let's go back to the Paylor article. So obviously if you've been reading that or looking at that, you'll get an idea of why I did this. But now, what I like to do with my products is do some practical training. I find if you can give people as much information in as many different formats and as much training as you possibly can, it always increases the value of your product. Now remember, this is just one module taken from one chapter or one article or whatever, okay? So now what I'm going to do, I'm going to record a second video that talks about it. This is the practical side of the training. So obviously I've talked about how important blog hopping is. Now I'm going to show you some real life examples. Now what I have done, I'm doing this on the fly. I just took a comment, I took a blog post from my blog, and I'm just going to talk about it, okay? This would probably last 3 to 5 minutes, if that, okay? I prepared two screens. One is to talk about Gravatar, which is so you have an icon when you leave a comment. And one is to talk about Comment Love, which is a comment system that enables when people leave a comment on your blog, it helps them a link to their latest post. It's something that happens automatic. So I'm going to talk about that, and I'm also going to talk about this blog post. Let me actually just do one thing here. Let me just copy. I just want to prepare my page. So this is the blog post. I'm just going to go to the comments. So I'm ready to talk about the comments. So I'm just basically opening the pages I need before I start recording. And that's the start of the comments there. Okay? Now obviously, whatever your training is, try and prepare all of your pages in advance. Just remember, if it's a long video, more than 5 minutes is long, see if you can break it down. Believe me, people love shorter videos. Over the years, I've gone from trying to keep my videos below 5 minutes. Just people seem to like little chunks of information. But obviously, if you have to make it last an hour, that's the case, you have to do that, okay? So, this time, I'm using some different software. Got to actually go and get it, search for it, actually. It's called ScreenFlow. Now, I'm actually recording this webinar on another machine using this software. I have to have this selected so I can record audio from my built-in mic. And as you can see, this mic is working, so why that keynote wasn't, I don't know. I'll hit record, do my little presentation, and then that will be it. Now, same rules apply. If I mess up, I clap my hands to make a little spike in the audio, which will hopefully show me that I've got to do some editing. And by the way, just so you guys know, I don't do the editing. My son does all of the editing with my videos, and that's why the clap, you know, he looks for a spike, and because he's done it so many times, he knows he's either got to take out something or whatever. And so if it's something drastic, I'll put a little note in saying what's happened. So let me just quickly check, we've got nothing. Right, Robert's asking, is PowerPoint a software product that can be purchased? Well, PowerPoint is basically a Windows presentation software. And I don't think there's a free version of it. I could be wrong because I use a Mac. Keynote is actually part of the latest operating system on a Mac. I'm sure it's free, but I don't know with Windows. I do know it won't cost a lot of money, or you can use a software called OpenOffice, which will have a free version. But I do know Microsoft Office usually has a 60-day trial, or 30, 60, or 90-day trial. And I do know you can also, there's a monthly subscription service now for Microsoft Office, which is very, very low priced. Obviously, you only need to buy that if it's something you think you're going to use. All right, Jonathan's asking, how do you get each line coming up individually? Let's go back to this. I've got to find it now, haven't I? Hold on. Give me 1 second, guys. because I have a recording on here, I actually can't play it. It will just play as if I've recorded. But these are just, they're called, I'm putting myself on the spot here, transitions, I think. So you set this up, and I do believe it is, yeah, that's the building for that slide. And you can have different effects. I'm not going to mess about with this because there's a recording on it now, but that's what it's trying to do. It's very, very simple. Want just a little bit of practice. And one bit of advice, you can do lots and lots of fancy things with Keynote and with PowerPoint. Keep it white or black, and keep it pretty simple. You don't need all the fancy stuff. I think the fancy stuff can sometimes prove to be too much. Now, obviously, you know, there's probably exceptions to that, but as in general, if you're just trying to get something across, just simple black and white, it usually does the trick, okay? But yeah, they're called builds. So that's what it is. Sorry, it's builds in Keynote. I don't know what it's called in PowerPoint. But again, just very, very simple training will teach you how to do that. And by the way, as well, my son does all of my Keynotes as well. He puts the transitions in. He can make some fantastic looking Keynotes. And he does all of this for me, puts everything together. Again, it's just little things that I outsource. Okay, so hopefully that answers your question. Ken's just saying PowerPoint is part of Microsoft Office, about $100 to $200 less if you're a student. And David is just saying it's part of Microsoft Office and you can have 30 days trial at $8.90 per month. £8.90, I think that is, which is going to be about $15, which is fine. Office 365, it's called. Okay, so anyway, let me do this practical, and then that'll sort of show you how I've done all of this, and then we can sort of talk about it. Hold on, guys, I'm getting some air noise. I really am having audio issues tonight. There we go. I'm getting a lot of air noise for some reason. There's something definitely up with my computer tonight. So anyway, I'm going to get this done and then get it out of the way. So again, I'm using ScreenFlow this time, okay? This is ScreenCam recording for the Mac. Basically, whatever you see on my screen, it will record. It will also record my voice, okay? If you're using Windows, use Camtasia. That's only two pieces of software I would recommend. Camtasia for Windows, ScreenFlow for the Mac. Do not use Camtasia for the Mac, it is rubbish, believe me, you will regret it. And all I'm going to do is hit record, and then I know whatever I see or do on my computer is being recorded, okay? Again, you know, you'll find if you go to, if you download ScreenFlow, and I will provide links for all of these in the module recording, the best thing to do is just have a play around with it. Same with Camtasia, have a little play around and you'll learn it straight, you know, pretty quick. Okay, so let's do it. So this is a practical training about blog hopping. So I'm going to hit record and go into my presenter mode once again. Okay, and in this module, I'm going to show you sort of some practical ways to comment, and I'm going to show you some tips about commenting on blogs. Okay, now what we have here is a blog post on my blog, and I basically wrote about getting hacked. As you can see, you know, the title is just hacked, and it did seem to work quite well, that title. And I talk about this, an experience I had. You know, I had a few of my websites hacked, but I did talk about a lot of the things I do to prevent attacks. And believe me, I am pretty security conscious online. But you know, sometimes it just happens. Okay. And I was talking, you know, just for example, how often do you back up your websites? If they all disappear tomorrow, could you get them back? And that's an important question. Although I'm talking about blog commenting, if you answer no to that, you need to put that right. But anyway, let's not get sidetracked. So the post is a very, very important formative post, okay, and talking about protecting our work and things like that. But what we are interested in is the comments, okay. Now, this post has received, as you can see, at this time of recording this video, there's 14 comments on this blog post, and this is an example of a good comment, okay. Very, very informative. Steve's linking to his blog from this here, his name. He's also linking through Comment Love, which is something I'll talk about in a minute, to his one of his latest posts, which is here. Okay, now Comment Love, although I'm going to talk about it in a moment, is a plugin you should install because it encourages your blog readers to leave comments. Okay, and we've also got his Gravatar, which is his icon here, where you can see all about him and, you know, all of that. Okay, so that is an example of a really good comment. He's telling a story, he's being informative, he's getting people, you know, to engage with him. Zora. While Zora is a guy who I know, he actually helps me on some of my Facebook groups. It's what I would call a quick comment. Now Zora, while he has his Gravatar and he has his name here, he doesn't have a signature. You know, and that's something you should look at. You know, you should always be looking to link to something else if you can as well. But Zora's just probably genuinely saying thanks for the post. You know, but if you're going to say a thanks, you should try and back it up with something. And then that's encouraging people to, you know, go back to your blog. When if you look at Steve's comment, if you can get them all on one page, and you look at Zora's, you know, not being disrespectful to Zora, you're obviously more likely to click on Steve's link, just simply because he's putting more effort into the comment, okay? Terry, again, is that's an okay comment. He's just basically bigging up the post, but he's put a little bit of a story in, and then, you know, that's a link to his latest blog post because he's using Comment Love, and there's a link to his blog there. Again, not a bad comment. And there's someone who's asking a question. Now, I do get this happen, and sometimes people will ask a question that's not even related to the blog post. I don't know why people can't just go to my support desk, but that's not something I would generally do unless it's really, engaged, unless we're really engaged in the conversation. Now, I didn't even notice that was a question, and as you can see, I haven't even replied. Now, I probably should have replied. That's disrespectful on my part, but he's asking a similar question. But again, that's not really, he's not thinking about getting a link, okay? There's another one where, not really thinking about getting a link as such, just saying thank you. And you can actually see a lot of people will, you can usually tell when people are working at this and looking for getting, you know, backlinks and things like that. And this is another good example. You know, he's just basically saying how with a few tools you can be safe. Again, he's got two links. Curry, who I know well as well. This is perfect, okay? It maybe could be a little bit longer, but if you look, you've got her name. But she's talking about getting hacked. She's had the same experience as me, and she's talking about something that saved her site several times. Look at the post. Look at the link. It is related. So if you're reading this post and you're interested and you spot that, you're going to say, hold on, I want to see what Kerry's got to say about this topic. Highly, highly targeted. Tim is probably an idea. We don't know who he is, so I can say this out loud. Tim is an idea of getting this wrong. We've got no Gravatar, so we've got no image. Although he is linking to his site. That is the only probably part, again. And it's just a thank you post. And I thought I had an example. Let me just quickly check. I thought I had an example of someone who wasn't even linking from their name, but obviously not. But there's another example of a fantastic post, fantastic content, linking to recommended services and products. We've got the links at the end, you know, all good stuff. So hopefully you can see the difference. I think it's pretty easy to see the difference there, okay? And then obviously, so remember, when you leave a response, okay, make sure you leave your name, make sure you leave the email address that's associated with your WordPress account, because that will give you the backlink, and then a link to your website. Now you can link, most people link to their blogs, but obviously it's up to you, okay? And then obviously with your comment, try and put a link in there as well, okay? And obviously with Comment Love, that will automatically link back to your latest post. Notify by follow-up comments, and you can notify new posts as well, but notify follow-up comments just to keep you in the loop, okay? Now, the two plugins I recommend are Gravatar, which enables you to have a picture of yourself when you leave comments on other people's blogs. It links up via WordPress. I'm 99% sure that's how it works. It links up via WordPress. You upload an image and you're done. So as you can see, you know, in this example, when someone leaves a comment, it's a picture of them. There's nothing worse than seeing a comment from someone and there's no picture. It's a bit like when you see someone's Facebook profile, someone who's new to Facebook and they haven't uploaded a profile picture. It just doesn't look nice. So that's something I would recommend. As well as Comment Love, this is for your blog to get people commenting for you. And when people leave a comment, it links back to their blog and it just gives them extra incentive to comment. So hopefully this video helps, and that's the blog hopping section finished. Okay, that was a rubbish ending, guys. I would probably change that ending, but you get the picture, okay? Now, again, this is a recording. You can edit this. You know, you can take parts out. I can zoom in parts if I need to. But we don't need to do that, okay? So what I'm going to do, I'm just going to save this. And I'm just going to save this to my desktop. And that's that done. Okay. Right. So, did I make that look easy? I hope I did. Because believe me, there was a little bit of pressure on for that tonight. Okay. It's not hard, guys. Okay. And you know, remember when you're doing this yourself, you've got the advantage of being able to stop, start, practice, get it right, make sure that the audio is recording, all of these things that I didn't have the chance, you know, when you're live, I can't sit and mess about with software, it would be boring to watch. But that's giving you an example of how you can take some content and spend, you know, to come up with those bullet points will probably take about half an hour to record them. You see me doing it in 5-6 minutes. You know, then you've got to produce them, and that's what I'll be showing you, you know, next week. That's why we're going to need extra modules, because there's no way we can do all this in one night. But, you know, you can see how easy it is. Now, let me take this one step further. Let me show you another file. Incidentally, if you're watching the recording, everything will be underneath. Let me create a Dropbox link. And go back. Right, so you should have another link, guys, in your Dropbox. Let me open the file. Now, what I came up with here is a worksheet, okay? Basically, it's just the bullet points, sort of, and what I've been talking about, put into a checklist. So anyone who's following my training could print this off, pin it near their computer, whatever, do what they want. Little step-by-step process, and they just look, you know, go through the key factors, tick off each task as it's complete, and I just think this makes your product more fun, makes it more engaging, ups the perceived value, because I'm almost creating a home study course here. Now, with this sort of training, I've done this many, many, many times, and one of my products, Simple Traffic Solutions, is basically training just like this. Some of the material was taken from, you know, wasn't material. Some of the research was taken from PLR. Some of the research was from personal experiences. But the fact is that I took some content and I've created, you know, two sets of a presentation, which is theory, practical training, which is video. I've created a checklist. What I will also do, I would have that video, those videos transcribed. I will possibly export those videos as audio as well. Very, very simple to do with Kame, ScreenFlow and Camtasia. So from one article, I've got two videos, two audios, PDF, and three PDFs from one article. So is this sort of making you see how the point, if you know, the old way of doing it, or the way people most people do it, is not to change the content. But if you just spend a little bit of time doing this, you're making a completely new product that no one would ever know it was PLR. I mean, would you know I'm getting that content from this article? Well, you would know because you're looking at it, but no one else would. And that's how you do it. So, you know, hopefully this has shown you how easy this can be. And yes, you know, at the end of the day, it's work. There's work involved, and that's what separates the people who are successful from the people who are not. If you put the effort in, like I said last week, if you put the effort in and you make these products your own, any PLR material, whatever it may be, you know, I would, you know, while you can turn products around in an hour or two, I would rather you spent a day or two creating something new. You know, so that's how easy it can be. Right, Scott's asking, what would you upsell from this? With this training, I would probably find some advanced training. I would possibly get some other material I can possibly use. It's hard, you know, you usually find once you've recorded, I tend to do all of the content first, and as I'm doing it, I might have some ideas. But with traffic programs, I would dare say a perfect upsell would be demonstrating something like this once a month. That would be a perfect upsell. And also, just one more thing, guys, I did forget to show you. We've got some audio as well. Now, this was taken from, I will put all of this in the members area, so it's hard to explain on this webinar, but I'll just show you the screenshot. This was an audio myself and Dan Sumner did about blogging. Now, this complements this, you know, this module perfectly. And for although this is a traffic course I'm going to be creating, I could quite easily make this a blogging course. I could quite easily, you know, take this module and put it into a blogging course as well. Now, you'll notice one thing I did as well. This is a big, big tip. You might want to write this down. Never, ever, ever say the product name in your training, ever. I made this mistake for a few years. I would say the product name, and then I would find I could have used that content somewhere else. I'd either go in and edit the content, you know, take stuff out. Don't do it, because this module could be used in a blogging course, in a traffic course. It could be used somewhere else in training. So try and avoid, you know, doing that. Now, I'll be honest, when I'm doing these trainings for you, I'm calling a product creation workshop at the start. I just mentioned it again, but you know, I could possibly use the content I'm providing for you guys in other areas, okay? So try and avoid doing that. It's okay to have the name at the start and at the finish. You can use software to do that, to put a splash image in there. But try and avoid saying, you know, hi and welcome to module 2 of Easy Traffic Guide. You know, try and avoid that. Try and avoid having, you know, things like that in place, because I've learned the hard way. You know, you might want to take some content and put it somewhere else, and you've got to go and edit it. Okay. So Scott's just saying you can give away the slide presentation and sell the training modules. You could do that. Ken, one idea is you could have an ebook, you know, which is everything in the written word, and you could have different levels. You could possibly have three levels on the front end, which is something I've done many times. You could have a level what just offers the PDFs, have a level what offers PDF and audio, and a level what offers PDF audio and video. And then obviously from there, you can be offering advanced training. So I'll try and explain a little bit more about funnels in another module, because, you know, this module is more about getting content created, okay? But that's what I've done many, many times. I mean, with the example of WP Speedy Links, which I do believe was in week one, you know, the upsell was just the same thing, but with different rights. I wouldn't probably advise offering rights to content like this, but again, that's an option. Something I've done in the past is when a product becomes a little bit older, offer PLR rights, but not something I do when you launch something. But guys, does anyone feel they can't do this? I just want to see does everyone feel they can do this? Can you do this? Just say yes, please. If you feel you can't, you know, and just so you know, guys, as well, you don't have to go and create videos. If you don't want to do that, you know, while I would advise you do, you know, it's not something you have to do. You can just create PDF reports and things like that. Or you could actually outsource this. Not again, I'd rather you did it yourself. But, you know, these you could possibly put the bullet points together and give them to someone and have them, you know, do the presentation. Okay, everyone's saying yes. Ken's saying it looks really easy. It is really easy, Ken. Honestly, it is. Right, Robert is saying yes, but need more training on how to use the different programs. Okay, Robert, well, again, that would add probably about 3 or 4 modules. I would just advise search for ScreenFlow, which is the if you're using a Mac, or search for Camtasia. That will teach you how to use those softwares. They really are very, very simple once you get to grips with it. With Keynote, search for Keynote. Again, if you go to YouTube, there'll be tons and tons. I mean, let me just do this live. There we go. You know, there's tons and tons. Keynote for Beginners, episode 1. There's a 10-minute video. That will teach you probably all you need to know about Keynote. Same with IT. If I put ScreenFlow in. There you go. You'll find there's lots of, you know, whatever you need to know, technical side of things, you'll usually find YouTube will show you what you need to do. Because while I could show you how to use ScreenFlow and Keynote, there's people who are much, much better at it than me. Camtasia, someone's just saying it. Hold on. Again, how to use... We're up to 8 now, I think, in Camtasia. But, you know, you will find that some of these videos will be created by the software creators themselves. And again, if you go to Google... I mean, if I put that into Google... Hold on, that didn't go right, did it? There we go, we'll try that one. And there we go. Tons and tons of training. And actually, it is TechSmith who owned Camtasia. But the point I'm trying to get across here, guys, is usually you'll find, you know, the little things you need to learn, just go to Google and you will find all you need to know. Right, David's just saying Camtasia and PowerPoint have loads of training on YouTube. And if you buy Camtasia, they have screen training videos you can watch. Yes, I do believe... I'm not going to click on. I've got to think about clicking on people's, because that's going to cost them money. Let me just do this here. There it is. I do know with Camtasia, you download the free trial. Do not buy for the Mac, please don't. You will regret it. But you can start. When you do the free trial, you can opt in. I'm 99% sure. Yeah, email address. Download the trial, and they will send you training every day. And Camtasia is a fully functioning 30-day trial. So if you wait until you're ready to start recording, don't download it until then. Watch some training videos. You can possibly get all of your training done, and hopefully you'll make the money to pay for it from the sales of your product. And Carolyn's just saying, ScreenFlow is only usable on Apple. Yes, that's correct, Carolyn, for Mac only. I have, in the past I used Windows and I did use Camtasia. I still have used Camtasia occasionally. I could boot up Windows now and use Camtasia, no problem at all. But I'm on a Mac, I'm 99% Mac now. And ScreenFlow is the only software that I would use for the Mac. Excuse me. Ken's just saying, could you make a YouTube version of your product? You could. But obviously then you're getting into an area where are you giving the content away? I mean, if I gave that content away, I'm sure it will get, you know, decent hits on YouTube and get me traffic back to possibly a sales page what's got more, you know, obviously all of the modules. It's possible, but again, that's, you know, Ken, that's you sort of thinking, you know, using the entrepreneur in you to come up with ideas. It's something you could possibly explore. Take a PLR article, create a presentation, put it on YouTube. Imagine if you repeated that process 3 times a day for a year, and you've got thousands of videos on YouTube. You know you're going to get tons and tons of traffic from that to possibly, you know, product services or whatever. So yeah, that's something you could possibly try. Right, and Robert's just saying, I really want to make a go of this. Robert, brilliant stuff. So yeah, so that's it, guys. That's what I wanted to sort of cover this week. I think for all the technical issues we've had tonight, we've got through it okay. And remember, we are going to get more technical issues. I know we are, but the point I want to make is, remember, when you're recording, you have all the time in the world. If you've never done this before, find a quiet room or wait till no one's in the house. You know, just have a go, mess about with the software, and you will soon get to grips with it, okay? It really isn't as hard. I mean, if someone with an accent like mine, who talks too fast, who splutters and coughs, can do it, anyone can do it, okay? So that's going to be it for this week, guys. Everyone seems to have enjoyed this content. I do apologise for the time mix-up, but I didn't want to be doing a presentation at 3 in the morning, and I didn't want people to get confused with the times. When the recording's in, hopefully tomorrow, there's going to be a lot of links in there for all the different products and services. So, you know, if you came in late or you want to go through it again, obviously I'll give you all of the links to the softwares and things like that. Next week, we will be starting to build out our site. We'll probably start with the members area, or at least a download page, where I'll show you how to take those PDFs, take those videos, take those audios, and put them on your site. Again, that's not really as hard as a lot of people believe it is to be. Then we'll get on with doing our sales page and things like that. That's when it's going to get really interesting, writing a sales page live. That will be interesting. So that's it for this week, guys. Just bear in mind that we might start going into two webinars. My advice is make sure you get signed up inside the members area, which I haven't got up, so I won't bother. But get signed up. Make sure you're up to date in the Facebook group. I can put updates in there. Because obviously if you want to be there live, I don't want you to miss sessions if you're not aware. We might go into two sessions a week. We might just start doing 2 to 3 hour sessions. We'll see how it goes. But that's it for this week, guys. Again, thank you so much. Any questions, you know where to get me. Go online in the members area support. Remember, you can discuss this in the Facebook group. I'd love nothing more than you guys to sort of get something going and get some tips and things and share things like that. So just quickly say, yep, thanks, JC, thanks, John, thanks, Ken and David. You know, for all, we had the late notification, we've still got a few on. So once again, thank you, guys, and I'll see you on the next session.